You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Hey, chiropractors. Welcome back to another episode. Super excited about this one. I have some news to share. And that is that I actually just published a book. And I feel weird saying that. I never envisioned myself being, quote unquote, an author or someone who writes books. But over the course of working with a lot of offices, I've noticed a pattern in speaking with them and working with them on their programs. That pattern is really having gaping holes or big missed opportunities in the promotion of the practice and building a holistic marketing system that actually drives the growth for the practice sustainably over the long term. There's a lot of practices that they're busy doing their day-to-day stuff, seeing patients, you know, the normal office things, and you know, maybe they'll run some Facebook ads, or maybe they'll run some Google ads, or maybe they'll do screenings once a quarter, or whatever the case is. They have one or two things that they kind of do, and that's pretty much it. And from a marketing perspective, that's a big miss, because very rarely does feeding your business with one or, you know, maybe two channels is going to be enough to get you where you want to be. If you want to see growth and sustainable growth over a longer period of time, you really have to create what's called omnipresence. And this means that you have to be everywhere. You want to be very well known in the community. And if you are only running Facebook ads, or if you're only doing screenings, or you're only doing one or two different things, it's not enough. Ideally, you want to have patients coming in from a lot of different channels. A lot of offices do well with referrals. And then maybe, you know, if you're doing one or two things, you might get trickles of patients coming from other channels. But in the best case scenario, you have really good systems in place that are promoting you everywhere. So you're feeding your practice new patients from a lot of different areas. Some you're going to get from referrals, some you're going to be found on Google, some you're going to be found through social media, some you're going to be found from a screening event, some are going to see your logo, you know, at a sponsored community event. Whatever the case is, you want to have systems in place where you're getting your name and your logo and your practice in front of a lot of people in a lot of different ways. You want to create an overwhelming amount of presence in your community. And this is going to turn into a patient generation machine where you just start seeing patients flowing in consistently. Maybe 1 month you get a bunch of referrals, but the next month the referrals are a little light, but you make up for it because your Facebook ads are crushing it. Or maybe in the third month you sponsor a 5K and you're doing screening events at the 5K, and now you have a bunch of new patients that come in from that. If you focus on building systems that drive patient growth from many channels and in all the ways that you can, you're going to see not only larger amounts of growth, but it's going to be sustainable. You're not going to have months where you're doing well and then months you're doing really bad and then months you do, you know, kind of medium. You're not going to have these big ups and downs because you have all these channels that are feeding your practice with new patients. So that's what we talk about in the book. That's, you know, what we did is outlined. Obviously, we focus on the digital stuff. That's our bread and butter. So there, a big chunk of that is how do you dominate online? but also how do you mesh and blend your digital presence with your physical presence in the community? Are you layering yourself with your digital program and your physical presence to make sure that everybody is seeing you over and over and over and over again, not just once? You don't want them to see your logo once or see an ad once. You want them to see you over and over and over again. That repetitiveness is what creates trust. It's what creates that, we call it the know, like, and trust factor. They know who you are, they like you, and they trust you because they've seen you. If you think about any brand that you've ever purchased from, you've probably seen that brand around more than one time. It's, if you look at the patient journey, when they start experiencing a problem to when they decide they want to see someone or get help, that journey is different for everybody. But it's not going to be, they see an ad on Facebook, that's the first time they've seen you, they click on it, they come in, and they become a lifelong patient. That is pretty rare. Typically, you know, obviously we do Facebook ads and where our goal is to drive patients through those ads. But really, the reality is that advertising works best when people see you over and over again. If you think about your own experience, when's the last time you were on Facebook and you saw an ad for a product or service that was $1,000 or more for the first time, and you clicked on it and you bought it right then and there? It's very unlikely that's ever happened. It's more likely that maybe you were doing some research on that product or service, or maybe you saw an ad and it piqued your interest, and then you started doing some more research. You talked to some friends and family. Maybe you signed up for an email subscription to get more details. Maybe you watched a YouTube video. Whatever the case is, there was a journey there. There was multiple steps and multiple touch points before you actually made that decision to punch in your credit card and buy it. And it's the same thing for healthcare. It's the same thing for chiropractic. You have to position yourself and teach people the power of chiropractic and start getting yourself in front of them over and over and over again before they're actually going to make a decision and trust you enough to come in and have you help them with whatever problem they're having. It's beneficial for people to see your face, your name, your brand, your practice's logo repetitively. You want them to see you over and over and over again. There's actually a saying out there that says, the best known beats best every time. And I think that's very true. Just because you're the best at what you do, if no one knows about you, then that's not going to do you any good. You're not going to get the growth that you want to see. So obviously you do want to be the best. You want to provide the best possible care for your patients. But you also want people to know that you do that. You want them to know you, your practice, your name, your face. You want to be familiar. You want to be popular in your community. And you do that by creating an overwhelming amount of presence through every channel possible. So there's an investment there. And, you know, a lot of people that make investments want to see an ROI. And some of that ROI can be hard to measure. You know, with the digital stuff, you can measure ROI because you can say, okay, you spent this much and you got this many impressions and this many clicks and it turned into this many leads. And then this many of those leads turned into actual appointments. Like you can start to draw that line from the digital stuff. But in the traditional world, that's a little harder to do, right? If you run a radio ad, you don't know how many people actually heard the ad, and you don't know how many people actually went to your website or picked up the phone and called you from that ad. If you sponsor a local sports team and you put your logo on their t-shirt, you don't know how many impressions that t-shirt's going to get. But the point is that they're going to see your logo there. They're going to hear your radio ad. They're going to see you on Facebook. They're going to see you on Google. They're going to see you at the 5K. They're going to see you over and over and over again. And that's what creates this overwhelming amount of awareness. You become known by having that repetitive presence. layering in your digital with your traditional is extremely important, and how you actually see that exponential growth, that long-term growth. We're not talking about getting a burst of growth and then things die off. It's you want to think big picture, long-term. How do you get your practice to be successful for years and years and years to come? And it's about becoming very well known in your community. And that's what the book's about. The book is, I obviously focus heavily on the digital stuff because, again, that is our bread and butter. That's what we know best. But it also is how do you, again, mesh that with your physical presence in the community? How do you create that brand recognition for you, your face, your name, and your practice? Because that's how you win in the long term. The book, it's an easy read. We're not going into super technical stuff. I think it would be super valuable for your practice. If you're looking to grow, this is a great item to have with you, so you can start implementing this stuff. There's lots of actionable stuff you can do today that you can pull right out of this book. You can buy the book on Amazon. I think it's like $12 or $13. We are actually doing a promotion for the launch. We're giving away a bunch of copies. So if you want a free copy, depending on, I don't know when you're listening to this, but if we still have free copies available, get the free copy, obviously. So go to, you can get the free copy by going to our website. It's chirobasics.com/book. The book is called Chiropractor's Marketing Playbook. So this is going to give you the step-by-step playbook. First, establishing and dominating the digital space, putting all the systems in place to make sure that you have a really robust program online. And then beyond that, blending that in with your physical presence to create that omnipresence in your community. So everyone in your local area knows who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. And that is how you win in the long game. So go get the book. And if you have any questions, obviously you can get a hold of us, or I'm happy to answer any questions or chat about what, you know, this looks like for your practice. Whether you use us or not, it doesn't matter. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you in your practice crush your goals this year. So go get the book. It'll be super valuable. As always, we are here if you need us. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chiro Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.